Hey, how's it going? This is Matt here from Silver Fortune, and I'm joined by my co-host for the day, Finley. Finley's my two-year-old daughter, and she loves silver. Finley, I got a question for you. Do you like silver? Yeah. What's your favorite kind of silver?
Spooky Halloween one.
Spooky Halloween silver?
Yeah.
Like the one with the scary tree? Yeah. She's talking about a Halloween silver coin that I picked up a couple of years ago because my wife's a big fan of Halloween, and evidently so is she. Spooky Halloween. Anyways, what I wanted to talk about today was silver and gold, and maybe Finley will be chiming in along the way here. But we're going to be talking about silver, gold, and kind of in the broader sense of I guess, how many are preparing for their own retirement. I mean, ultimately, when you go out and invest, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are people out there that have this idea in their head that they're going to go out and they're going to buy some Bitcoin-like asset that's going to go up 100%, 200%, 300%, whatever, over a short period of time. Finley, no messing with the mic. They're going to buy this, and over a very short period of time, it's going to make them, you know, filthy rich. And they're going to use that not to retire, not to to build their own home or something like that, but instead it's going to be to, right, buy a Lamborghini, right, or live it up for a couple of years or whatever, or just never have to work again. But in reality, you know, I think the vast majority of people, whether they're in silver, gold, and Finley's already bored by this, she's yawning, silver, gold, stocks, bonds, pensions, etc., you know, the ultimate investing goal is retirement, right? They don't want to work again, but it's, you know, at an age not of you know, 30 years old or something, it's at, you know, 65 or 60 or 70 or whatever, their retirement age. They don't want to have to work again, and they want to have their savings in place to ensure that, right? Whether it's for physical reasons or just because they want to do something else with their life. And you know, I think for a very long time here, for a couple generations, especially here in the United States, that's worked out pretty well for most people. The tools, the investment options out there, savings options to save for retirement have worked for people. And I'm talking about 401ks, IRAs, pensions, to some extent, social security, though it's not always, you know, a huge part of people's retirement. For some, it's almost all of it, but, you know, it varies. But as a whole, that's worked. That's worked for, what, the greatest generation. That's worked for, you know, or it has been working for a little bit here for quite a few baby boomers. Of course, some haven't retired yet. And yet, there's a lot more baby boomers and quite a bit of Gen Xers and ultimately millennials and Gen Z, et cetera, that are banking on those same tools to ultimately work for them, right? The very same pension plans, 401ks, or even just cash savings. They expect the system to work in the same way, to benefit them in the same way that it has their parents or their grandparents for the last, you know, 40 years, 60 years, 80 years. And I think the fact of the matter is that the odds are stacked against them, right? I think, you know, I'm not going to give you a perfect time span here, the next 20 years, 5 years, whatever. But in the future, in my future, in terms of retirement or the future of my parents or whatever, we're going to deal with two very unique circumstances that we haven't experienced here in much of the Western world over the last couple generations. First of all, we're going to experience something we've already been experiencing to some extent, and in Japan has been experiencing this for a while, actually, and that is sort of a stagnation, where in the past, many have counted on compounding interest to kind of be the answer to their retirement, right? 4, 5, 6% compounding interest year over year on their portfolio, whether that be bonds, stocks, cash, etc. And that's going to lead them to the promised land, right? And so ultimately, if they need to save X amount of dollars for retirement, they're not actually going to need to put in X amount of dollars. They're going to put in half of that or whatever, and it's going to compound over the many decades of their life, and that's going to be what ultimately leads them to retirement. Well, I think there's a lot of evidence that would say that that's not going to be the case going forward for two main reasons, massive amounts of debt and falling yields. Massive amounts of debt choke out economic growth, right? You can try and build more and more debt to drive economic growth over the short term. That's what China, Europe, the US, et cetera, have been doing for a while now. But it's only going to last for so long. And then you also have falling yields. And again, you see this in the bond market. Huh? Your finger is a key. And good luck with that. you have falling yields, whether it's a LIBOR rate, the Fed funds rate, et cetera, and of course bond rates, bond yields. And not to say that those are always going to be low, but those have been really killing off savers and pension funds and whatnot, which depend on a steady return, meaning not a return that comes from the stock market, which is not oftentimes very steady. So we're in this stagnation environment, right? Never mind the idea of stagflation or inflation in general, right? That's, I'll get to that here in a second, but just stagnation in general, where whatever governments are doing to try and bring forward economic growth, whatever central banks are doing, they can create some return over the short term, maybe in the stock market or real estate or something, but over the long term, they're destroying the idea of long-term compounding interest growth for so many millions of people that are banking on that to help them retire. And the second piece of this, I said there are two really extraordinary events that we're going to experience here that we haven't experienced over the last many decades, is going to be an inflationary event, right? Is this going to be a currency collapse or just massive devaluation or whatever? We don't need to get into the minute details because, well, first of all, we can't even pretend to know exactly how it's going to play out. But again, this really plays into not only why silver and gold have to be a big piece of this, but also this is not going to be something we've experienced in a very long time, right? I think the inflation we're going to be experiencing here in the future is going to be potentially scarier than the inflation during the 70s, more widespread around the world beyond just the U.S. dollar. And I think it's going to come at a very bad time when pension funds are already struggling to get the yield they need, when many savers and future retirees or current retirees are looking to get the return that they need in order to, you know, fund their future lifestyle. They're already going to be worried about this stagnation, right? 1, 2, 3% returns or even negative returns some years instead of the 4, 5, 6, 7% that they need to you know, meet their goals. But on top of that, they're going to be destroyed by inflation, right? They have $1 million in their retirement and they've been slowly building it up over many decades or whatever. And within a year or two, the purchasing power of that could be cut by 20%. Right? And another couple of years, I'd be cut by another 20%. Devaluation inflation is going to be extremely damaging to this, right? And the reason I bring this up, and I said at the beginning, I'm going to talk about silver and gold, and then I went on off this rant about retirement and why people ultimately save. But the reason I'm talking about this is why I think silver and gold has to enter this conversation, right? Because, again, there are millions of people here in the United States and elsewhere in the West that are banking on the tools of the past to work for the future. And yet there's a lot of evidence that would show that the current system in which those past tools have thrived is unsustainable. And even if central banks and governments continue to try and prop up the system to prevent a full-blown banking or financial collapse or something along those lines, we're still going to deal with higher inflation and stagnation, lower than expected returns. I mean, this is what I would consider pretty urgent in the sense that we're not dealing with this a month from now or even necessarily a year from now, but there are millions of people that are getting closer and closer to retirement within 5 years, within 10 years of retirement, and they're nowhere near prepared for it, even if they think that they are, right? If they think that they have however many hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars they have in their retirement account, that probably is not going to be enough, right? You get what I'm saying here. Because of the fact that future returns on their investment that they're counting on are not going to come, and because inflation is going to ultimately eat away at whatever they do have saved for retirement. And so you have millions of people that are either A, worried that they're not going to have much retirement, because actually, I would say maybe a majority of the boomer generation. In fact, I heard a statistic the other day, something like a third of baby boomers have less than, I think it was $50,000 socked away for retirement. That's a very small amount. And then you have all these other people that think that they're in a good position to retire, only to see those assets probably eaten away significantly in terms of value over the next however many decades that they'll be, you know, not working. At least, you know, that's the plan. There's going to be a lot of very, I heard it described this the other day. A lot of people heading into what they expect to be their golden years. And I think along the way, they're going to realize that they're not going to get the same golden years that their parents got or their grandparents. I think it's a very different picture going forward. And silver and gold just seem to be part of the answer to this. Now, I get it. Over the long term, again, over the last many decades, the days of the last couple generations, stocks have performed exceptionally well versus silver and gold. Silver and gold have done well versus inflation, unless we're going to cherry pick numbers or something. But as a whole, stocks have done pretty good. But you got to understand that that's not sustainable, right? Bonds have done fairly well, right? If we're looking back to the 80s or even the 90s, much higher yields. And yet today, we already know that they're not going to, given their yield, right? Yields around, you know, 2-3%. Very different environment today. And I think it's going to be a lot of people haven't even questioned the idea of whether or not things will be different this time, whether or not what's worked in the past will work this time around. They're banking on it, and a lot of them are going to be very much disappointed by it. And silver and gold just seem to be the answer because, A, obviously silver and gold are going to protect against this devaluation, this inflation that I'm talking about, right? Especially, you know, again, don't take this as investment advice, but especially for those that are pretty close to retirement. I'm not talking about people in their 20s, their 30s. Absolutely, you can make the case. I'm in my 20s. Make the case for me buying silver and gold now for the long term, right? But those that are nearing that age very well may be moving away from a more aggressive portfolio towards more conservative portfolio. I'm talking cash, bonds, CDs, etc. And you got to understand that, yeah, that sounds great, like a 2% yield, 3% yield, whatever they're yielding on that. But is that going to be higher than inflation for the length of their retirement? I'm going to guess probably not. And so, you know, where can silver and gold enter into the conversation to at least protect a portion of that, right? And then for those that haven't reached that age yet, you know, I think that there's a lot of 55-year-olds, 60-year-olds that are getting desperate, are more than happy to see a good portion of their money go into the stock market because they know the stock market has a high potential for returns. But again, are those returns going to come? Maybe the Fed can prop it up for a couple more years. Maybe we can see the S&P 3000 or Dow Jones 30,000 or whatever in our near future. But long term, I don't think those returns, inflation adjusted at least, are sustainable, right? And so is there time for them to put part of their retirement into some, you know, precious metals type of holdings, whatever that might entail? Now, I get it. Things like 401ks and whatnot, there's penalties to cashing out of them ahead of time and all of that. And, you know, obviously none of this should be taken as investment or financial advice. You got to make these decisions for yourself. But I guess, you know, the big part of why I'm making this video is, yes, 20, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds even, silver and gold, obviously very popular among us. I think rising in popularity. But the people that really need it are those that are nearing or in retirement and have a huge amount of wealth socked away, hopefully. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot of that eaten up, right? They're not going to get the yield that they want on their investment. And ultimately, once they do, you know, have a decent amount in their account, they're going to see that eaten away by inflation, right? And this is, you know, a vast amount of the population. I mean, I don't know what other way to put this except to say that it's dire, it's urgent, right? There's gonna be a lot of grandparents, great grandparents, that are gonna have to find some alternative way to live through their final years, right? Whether that's moving in with their kids or whatever it might entail, because their retirement, I just don't foresee it lasting for them, or at least a good majority of them. There's people out there that have more than enough. I'm not talking about the top 5%, top 10%. Their wealth is at risk as well, but I'm talking about the people that have, you know, just enough, or maybe not quite enough yet at this point. And they're looking for that return yet by putting into riskier assets or keeping it in the stock market, or even just the, you know, some sort of higher yielding account. And I'm here to say that that's no guarantee. And I think some sort of diversification is necessary. Again, there's people here watching this video that they're counting on silver and gold for their entire retirement. That's not necessarily what I'm saying, right? Ultimately, these are decisions we have to make. But to have it entirely in the stock market, the bond market or some derivative thereof, or just cash, you're setting yourself up in a very bad position. Again, you're betting on what's worked in the past to work again in the future. And I think that that's going to prove a lot of people very foolish, right? And not unlike, you know, Warren Buffett coming out a couple weeks ago saying, look at how poorly gold has performed versus the S&P in my 77 years. Now, he was using really cherry-picked weird numbers. And okay, but again, you have to always ask yourself, is the current paradigm going to last for the length of my investment horizon? And if not, you're going to need to adjust accordingly along the way. Are you still tired?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you want to talk about silver anymore? Mm-mm. Okay. She doesn't want to talk about silver anymore. I thought she'd be a better co-host, but I think she's getting kind of bored listening to Dad talking. But anyways, you know, yeah. So I don't know where I was at there. Talking about Warren Buffett, right? You know, he's probably going to have to eat those words in the future, right? Now, he might come out ahead because he's a billionaire and he's probably got the inside edge on a lot of this stuff and he can shift accordingly and whatnot. But the vast majority of retirees or those that are close to retirement, they're not paying attention to this. They've been lulled into a sense of security or urgency and a need for yield, need for return on their investment when that's probably not going to be there in the future. And in fact, what they have now is probably going to be eaten away in the future. So take this as a warning. Take this as a word of caution. If you have people that fit into that category, whether it's your parents, your children, aunts, uncles, friends, brothers, sisters, etc., share this with them. I have a ton of other resources on my channel about pension funds and other parts of why the current system is unsustainable. But talk to them about this as well, right? Don't just send them a YouTube link to a YouTube video or something like that. Talk to them about this and say, hey, like, have you considered this? Or are you aware of this even? Are you aware of the current picture that we're in right now? But anyways, as always, if you guys have topics or ideas for future videos, let me know down below in the comment section. As always, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for watching this video, listening to this podcast, and God bless.